Wakey, wakey, up and Adam for your Tuesday. It is Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
And Simo, we've got a big, big Tuesday ahead. It is Tuesday, right?
Yeah, you nailed the date there.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Mm-hmm. I've got a 1 in 5 chance, so it's just worth taking a punt.
1 in 5, not a bad percentage there. You got it.
We've got a big show on the way. We've got our simplest competition ever. It's not too late to get involved in. Head on over to our Snow FM Facebook page.
Not too late to get involved, and it is simple.
Yes, ever, and it's a competition.
Ever, ever, ever.
You just like doing the echo, don't you?
I'm all about the echo.
So all you have to do is there's a post there, just like, comment, whatever you want, and keep listening and you could win. It's that simple.
Halsey's without me this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. It is 12 minutes past 6.
And Simo, this morning we are running our simplest competition ever.
Ever, ever, ever. It's like a Indiana Jones moment.
It really is. We should probably pre-record
something. So what is the simplest competition ever?
So all you have to do is head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page. There's a post there. You just like or comment whatever you want, or you just like or share or whatever. And we picked one of those people at random. And all that person has to do is just give us a ring.
Yes. Give us a ring though. You want them to propose to you?
No, give us a ring on the telephone.
I know you've been single for a while, Jordan, but you don't need to encourage that kind of behaviour. Although, yeah. I mean, if they want to propose to you live on air, I mean, I'm sure I can be part of that.
You'll be the marriage celebrant.
I'll be the, no, I want to be the, you know how there's the flower girls?
Oh, would you be a flower girl?
No, I want to be the, you know how there's the latest trend about boys that go down the aisle spreading Parmesan cheese?
They're what?
Yeah, have you seen that?
It's no. Classic. I think this is just a thing that happens in the Simo household. Who spreads Parmesan cheese? Is that a thing?
Well, because, I mean, these days people love cheese a lot more than they love flowers.
I mean, I'm not debating Parmesan cheese is delicious.
Correct.
But, I mean, to eat it's delicious. To smell, it smells a bit like vomit. So why would you want that all over? Why would you want the church smelling like vomit?
Granted, I notice you have found a loophole.
Yes.
But I'm not saying that it hasn't happened, because it has.
Anyway, do you think we've got a bit off track?
Yes, sorry.
Simplest competition ever. All you have to do, head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page. We've picked one person at random. All that person has to do is give us a call at any point during the show, any point before 9 o'clock, and that person's name is Mark Benson.
Mark.
Mark,
so
give us a call. We've got a $25...
Propose to Jordan.
Well, look, propose if you want.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I wouldn't... Well, actually, I would say no. but we've got a $25 voucher to LMSA for you, Mark. All you have to do is give us a call anytime between 9 o'clock. If you're friends with Mark, text him. Let him know that we're looking for him.
64-572-9077 is the number to get a hold of. Meg Mac this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. It is 24 minutes past 6. Simo and Jordan.
Hey now, Simo, we were talking about this story the other day about a guy who was in a bagel shop in America. All he wanted was a bagel, was getting into an argument about his height. And, well, look, it didn't really end well for him.
He was going through a massive, hangry moment.
Mm.
Here it is.
You shut up, dude.
You shut the f*** up.
Just go ahead and attack me, big f***.
Oh, my God.
There's a girl there that's been recording the thing the entire time. And, well, she got served up a fight instead of a hot bagel.
I know, I love that bit at the end where she goes, oh, my God, I just wanted bagels.
It's all I wanted in my life.
I want to turn that into a thing. Like, I want to turn that into a phrase that people say, oh, my God, I just wanted bagels.
Okay.
So I thought yesterday after the show that I'd call a random business just to see how they'd react if I said that. So I picked a random mini golf place in Canberra.
Classic. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
I played mini golf there recently.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, this is too good. Was it the Fishwick? In Fishwick?
I can't remember. Right. I just picked a random one. I Googled mini golf and this was the first one that popped up.
Too good.
Oh, hi. Is that the mini golf place?
Yes, it is. How can we help?
Oh, fantastic. I was just wondering how much would it be for me and a couple of mates just to come down later and have a round?
Yeah, $15 per person.
$15 per person?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's a lot cheaper than I thought it would be.
Oh, it's, yeah, no, it is actually, it's a good price.
Yeah, sweet, I just wanted bagels, you know.
Nice.
All right, sweet.
Yeah, so come on down anytime.
Sweet, thank you for that. I'll see you later on.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye. She just went along with it, is it? That's a thing. Oh, my God. I just wanted bagels, Simo.
Oh, mate, that is too good. Everyone. Simo and Jordan for Snow FM Breakfast.
And what's this you're saying, Simo? You're leaving me and you're going to America to storm Area 51.
It sounds like you've got abandonment issues.
I mean, the postcard would have been nice.
Have I got your mum's number here somewhere? Nope.
Why do you have my mum's number?
No, I was in, like, just to confront her about these abandonment issues.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I've got your Omar's number.
Yeah. We have a Facebook event that you can join. It's 750,000 people that have signed up.
Mm-hmm.
So it is called Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. So that's a lot of people getting involved in a... is it technically illegal for people to do that? If you're not familiar with Area 51, give us a rundown, Jordan.
So it's the very secret American military base deep in the middle of the American desert where supposedly they have aliens. When they crashed at Roswell, apparently they took them there, and apparently they've got aliens and lots of secrets. And, people want to find out those secrets.
It's the trifecta. So maybe aliens, maybe high-tech military equipment, maybe just Tupac in a warehouse somewhere.
We should say as well, we don't condone this. Trespassing is illegal. Just want to get that on the record.
Snow FM cares.
Snow FM cares. We don't condone this, but we will happily watch other people do it.
I do. I actively encourage this. Snow FM doesn't.
So what, have they set a date for
they
when they
have set
storm?
A date. So we can probably still get there. September 20th.
Oh, September?
Yep, in the Nevada desert.
Got ages.
We can still get there.
I can probably walk there.
Jai Waitford's Figure It Out this morning. Snow FM Breakfast, 6 minutes just off your seven.
Hey now, Simo, good news if your name is Andrew.
My name is not Andrew, but good news for Andrews everywhere or one particular Andrew?
No, good news for Andrews everywhere.
All right.
It has been revealed that people named Andrew are more likely to be a CEO.
Really?
Yeah. Out of all the CEOs in Australia, they've tallied them all up, and Andrew is the top name.
Andrew doesn't seem... do you reckon it seems like a CEO name?
I'd say so. I reckon
there'd be a few Jordan CEOs out there, maybe. Jordan?
Jordan's not a... No, I wouldn't say that's a CEO name.
He's probably more like...
Andrew sounds more respectable.
Jordan the janitor rolls off the tongue a bit more.
Jordan,
janitor. Clean up the hallway.
No, let's not go that far. I just reckon Jordan would just be like the second in command. Just kind of there, just chilling, just kind of around.
Okay.
Well, where do you reckon Simo would be? Simo would be in like... The,
mate.
Simo would be the bloke who has to go get the coffees every morning.
Yeah.
Simo, can I have a flat white... cappuccino, mocha, whatever the hell it is.
You're probably right. But to all of you Andrews out there, I assume that they're the Andrews without the Andy.
Yes, and Andrews without the Andy.
Because, I mean, Andys, they are the ones that go out and buy, like, Buzz Lightyears and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Avicii's Heaven this morning on Snow FM at Breakfast. It is 24 minutes or 25, just gone past 7. And Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan. And on nights out, Jordan, are you one of these people that just can walk for miles?
Yes, I actually am,
One of these kind of units is like, oh, we can walk that, it's going to be fine.
We can walk that. Well, if I walk halfway home and then get a taxi the rest, then it saves money.
So,
Simo, I've seen you on a night out. You would be the type of person that would dance all the way home.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I can see that, shuffling all the way home.
Depends if the music's good.
Mm-hmm, well, just put your headphones in. Just listen to Snow FM, it'll always be good.
But how do you go about things, say... public transport or like don't have a lift, what is kind of ballpark for you that you will walk until you can't walk anymore, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, so how far...
What's the maximum you would walk?
What are we talking, at the end of a night after you're heading home?
Yes, after a couple of liquids.
I could walk up to an hour.
You could walk up to an hour?
Maybe more.
And what do you reckon you would cover? What's the distance there?
Oh, I don't know. How quickly do you walk? I think you walk about 10 kilometres an hour, so roughly 10 kilometres. No, you don't walk that.
The reason I bring it up is there's this dude who's decided that... you ever been to Sydney Harbour there?
I'm aware of it.
Read about this guy. He's decided that he reckons he could swim across the Sydney Harbour and get home quicker than catching the ferry.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, ferries was my major concern. There are quite a lot.
There's heaps of them.
There's heaps of them, and your chances of making it over without being hit by one, I would say, is nil.
Real slim.
Yeah.
But, again, the idea of, you know, like, in your head, that's the kind of thought that you have. You're like, I could do that, but then you really know that you couldn't.
So what, is he doing this to and from work every day?
Yeah, he
plan?
Wants to do it to and from work every day across the Sydney Harbour. It's about 1.5-kilometre swim. I mean, I'm looking at Lake Jindabyne right now.
Yeah. I mean, Sydney Harbour's probably a bit warmer, but still. So what kind of work does he do? I hope his boss doesn't mind his suit just smelling of seawater every single morning.
That, and also, are you familiar with apparently the water there in the Sydney Harbour you get rashes and stuff from?
I'm aware of sharks in the harbour.
Sharks, ferries.
I think sharks may be a tad worse than a rash.
A lot of dodging that's going to have to go on. Snow FM Breakfast, 18 minutes on the way to 8.
And Simo, Lewis Capaldi and the Noel Gallagher feud has taken another twist overnight.
I mean, it's kind of, you know that speech about Batman, how he's not the hero that we need. He's just the hero that we have right now. He's the hero that we deserve. This is the feud that we didn't know we needed, but it's 100% the one that we deserve.
I don't know how I can live without it. If you missed, how this all started off by, Noel essentially complaining about modern music and saying, who the bleep is this Capaldi fella?
And, this is who he is. You'd be familiar with Lewis Capaldi. A massive hit at the moment.
Noel, obviously not a fan. Lewis then responded by started trolling Noel. I think when he went on Glastonbury, he wore T-shirts with a big love heart and Noel's face on it. I actually used Noel saying, who the hell is Capaldi? Is this kind of intro song?
Yeah.
Noel eventually hit back by saying, referring to Capaldi as Chewbacca from Star Wars.
I mean, it's one of these modern feuds where it's just people chipping off at each other on Twitter.
Pretty much, yeah. He just said Chewbacca should enjoy his 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, ruthless. Say that again.
Chewbacca should enjoy his 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, you hear that, Lewis Capaldi? You're Chewbacca. But he's embraced the identity.
He has. The other day he set his Twitter profile picture to a picture of him photoshopped as Chewbacca. Now he came out, he performed at a festival overnight and walked out wearing a Chewbacca face mask and actually performed one of Noel Gallagher's band's Oasis most famous songs, Don't Look Back in Anger.
Yeah.
But he changed it to Don't Chew Back in Anger.
That is gold.
I know.
So, I mean, there's no end in sight for this one.
I mean, it's probably just going to like fizzle out.
If you're not super familiar with Don't Look Back in Anger, this is what he performed. So he did this one. So you don't chew back Chewbacca in anger? Is that what he went with?
Don't chew back in anger. That's what he went with, which is very creative. Well done.
And the Chewbacca mask as well.
What do you get a Chewbacca mask anyway?
Disastrous. It's Zara Larsson right now. This is all the time. Maybe we should get involved. Do you have Twitter?
I do, but I don't use it.
Can we enter the fray? Like in WWE, like you know how there's the, is it WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Where they just keep on bringing out wrestlers? Maybe we can do that with Lewis Capaldi and like the members of Oasis. Like more people just enter the fray.
Why not?
And we are in the midst of Omer Idol. It is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. So time to guess some song lyrics, I think.
Yes, Omer is away this week. So we have translated songs from English into Japanese and then back to English via Google Translate.
A very weird decision there, Jordan.
I know it was, wasn't it? Yeah, it really is now you mention it. If you can tell me what these lyrics are, you will score yourself a nice little Mountain Munchies voucher.
Nice. All right, what do you got for us this morning?
All right. So, you need to settle down, you are too big, and I'm like, oh, you need to stop, can you prevent me from stepping on my gown, need to settle down.
Okay.
Bit of a tricky one.
I had no idea.
Bit of a tricky one, but it is one of the biggest songs around at the moment.
That's the clue?
That's a clue.
Yeah, give us a go. There you go,
Simo. Go. Right. You've got the better singing voice. Don't read the title of the song, which is at the top of the page there.
Nah, I can't even begin to even get close to this.
Really?
Nah, so you need to settle down. You are too big. And I'm like, oh, you need to stop. Can you prevent me from stepping on my gown? Need to settle down. It's ridiculous.
But I reckon I'd be able to get that. I mean, because I translated it, I really do know.
It's one of the biggest hits going right now. You can call 64-572-9774 for Omer Idol. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Score yourself a feed. Call now. Sigrid's Don't Feel Like Crying this morning on Snow FM. And what we're dealing with is Omer Idol in the midst of it, thanks to Mountain Munchies. But Omer's going international.
Omer is away this week, so me and Simo thought that we'd do a little bit of a Japanese twist to Omer Idol. We've taken lyrics to one of the most popular songs at the moment, translated them into Japanese via Google Translate, and then back into English. This one was obviously a tricky one.
Yeah, well, in all honesty, Jordan, I mean, it's like so far from being able to tell what song it is. What were the lyrics again?
You're going to kick yourself when you found out the song.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So the lyrics that were translated and back into English are, So, you need to settle down. You are too big. And I'm like, oh, you just need to stop. Can you prevent me from stepping on my gown? Need to settle down.
Yeah, that's classic.
Admittedly, Tay-Tay probably does sing them a bit better than me.
Hold on, let me try and... I'll try to do the translated version. You ready?
Go on.
All right, here we go. You need to settle down. You are too big.
I reckon that worked.
Jason Derulo kissing the sky this morning, taking out Snow FM at breakfast, and it is just little over 7 minutes toward your 9 o'clock.
How do you kiss the sky?
I mean, you can try. Maybe we should try.
Just get on a trampoline and jump really high?
Yeah, potentially.
Or do you have to get one of those open-top aeroplanes?
Make kissy faces, yeah.
Just lean out of a helicopter?
Actually, if you blow a kiss, does that just go on forever?
Yeah, probably that would work. I was thinking leaning out of a helicopter, but then I realised you're going to have to go up, which is where the rotor blades are. I wouldn't recommend that.
Maybe we should contact NASA. Because yes. What is it? 60 years to the day that they land on the moon?
60 years since they took off to go to the moon.
1969.
Mm-hmm. And today is also the day we've been running the simplest competition ever, which hasn't gone off, unfortunately.
The simplest competition ever.
Ever.
Ever. Yes, unfortunately, Mark, no calls from Mark this morning.
No call from Mark, but because Mark didn't call, it means you could win. Simply head on over to the same post. We will pick three people at random who have liked and commented, and you'll be receiving a message from Simo a little bit later on today, which is a prize all in itself.
Okay.
But in that Simo message, he will give you details of how you can win.
That's it. Yep, so three people from the simplest competition ever, because they benefit, because the one did not. We're back tomorrow, Jordan.
I'll see you then.